Okay, kids, or kid maybe in this case, come on up. Any kids here?
At least my daughter.
Good morning. Oh, there's two. All right. There's a couple more. Wonderful. All right. I've got something in the bag. I'll show you guys that in a second here. Okay, so we were listening to the scripture reading this morning. We had one reading from the Old Testament and one reading from the New Testament. I'm going to go back to the one from the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah. I'm going to start one verse earlier. Okay, actually two verses earlier. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it to bring forth and bud, that they may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So Oregon, I grew up in the city, you know, and one of the great things about moving here was just being around all this wonderful agriculture, the farms and things. And Oregon is a very green place. Actually, our part of Oregon is a very green place. If you were to go east 100 miles from here, not so green, unless they add water. Well, the farmers, they need rain and snow. What do you think? Did we have a wet winter this year? For some of those few winters around here, this is a really wet winter, right? But how about now? Do we have much rain here now? No. But do the farmers maybe still need the water now? So there's a way that the water is stored for us. It's stored in ice and snow up in the mountains. So as the summer goes and it melts the snow, it comes down in the rivers and the streams and we get water that way. There's water below the ground, and so if we need it, we can pump it out. And there's water in the reservoirs and the lakes, so we still have it, but not so much of it coming out of the sky right now. Not much in July, not much in August. But summer and the fall is the time for the farmers to harvest a lot of things. So I drive down to Eugene every day, it's about 40 miles away, and I see wheat, corn, filberts, or hazelnuts if you want to call them that, grass seed, mint, and grapes for wine. I see all those things almost every day, but I get to watch the whole season go as it goes from just ground to the first shoots coming up. Right now the corn about a week ago was about that tall. And last week is about that tall in 1 week. It's amazing how fast the corn stalks grow. And that's really fun to see. So that's just the cycle of the things that we get to eat. So God's word's like that, I think, in some ways, where some things are like ready to eat right now. God gives you a good word from the Bible, and he says, oh, you can have that right now. Would somebody like a banana? You want a banana? Yeah, banana's for you. All right. Some things you get from God, and they're really great, but not raw. At least most of us don't like them raw. So they take a little bit of preparation, a little bit of cooking, a little bit of something to kind of help pull out the goodness. The goodness is there, but it doesn't quite come so easy as peeling a banana. Somebody want a potato? You want a potato? Okay. So, but some things... You get and you put them into your heart, and you're not quite sure when you're going to need them. But eventually, in the dark days when things aren't going so well, in wintertime when it's just raining and cold, and you pull out a little bit of this. This is apricot jam right here. And there's nothing like a little bit of summer right in the dead of winter to really help to lift your souls. And God's word is like that, where we hide. He says, hide my word in your heart. And we do that, and at just the right time, when you're sad or things aren't going so well, God will remind you of his faithfulness and his love towards you, and it'll be just like a little bit of apricot jam right in the middle of wintertime. All right, thanks so much for coming up.
So you're not the time's not here.
Here you go, Jenny.